What's happening?
I'm good, you.
Can't complain.
Yeah. All right.
Kevin, just a thought on, how big of a test or opportunity this is for you guys going into that environment and facing that talented Steelers team.
I think Coach said it the best this morning. If you love football, you love competition, it's going to be no better place to be Sunday in Pittsburgh. Obviously a very good football team and very tough at home with an environment who loves Pittsburgh Steelers. You probably won't find many Patriots fans in there Sunday. So it'll be a good environment. It'll definitely be a huge challenge for us, going on the road against this type of team. So looking forward to it, though. It's what makes you a good football team. You learn how to go and play in those environments.
Being a competitor that you are, would you have wanted to see Big Ben take center for them?
Yeah, but I don't get into all of that. I think guys love saying, I'm disappointed. I want to. It's a game of football. You hate to see anybody get hurt, but we got to be prepared. And, I think he was ruled out. But, history's shown you never know with this guy. So, we'll see, but it sucks that he can't be out there playing.
What do you know about Landry Jones?
He's been there for a couple of years now, and there's been different times where he's had to step in, for Ben, and the games he's played. Last year he started against Kansas City. They run their offense. The skilled guys around, which I think they believe out there, they have a great group, and they do. So those skilled guys don't change, because Big Ben's not out there. But obviously a little different. I don't think there's many quarterbacks you can find like Ben. So, but he's a guy that we know they're going to run their offense. He does a good job of reading coverage, wants to get the ball out there, get the ball in the skill guys' hands. And we know it's not going to be, this totally different game plan. Obviously it'll be a little changes, little tweaks, probably just preparing for playing against us.
Just as a follow-up to that, Ben's known for extending plays. You mentioned Jones maybe getting the ball out quicker. So defensively, I'm assuming tackling's paramount there, because maybe shorter, quicker passes near the line of scrimmage. And just what are you looking for in his defense, knowing the guy might get the ball out faster than
that? I think it's not going to be much different. You watch, even when Ben's out there, they have plays where he gets the ball out quick. You got guys like Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Wheaton, all these guys, Hayward Bay, they run reverses, they do all. So there's plays where, Ben gets the ball out quick to those guys as well. It's just the ball will come out quicker because there's no one like Ben. Ben sits back there with two guys hanging on him, stiff arms one, slides to the left, slides to the right, then throws the ball. You just don't find many quarterbacks that can do that. So the ball will come out quicker just from the standpoint that, it's hard to do what Ben does back there.
Bill talked earlier about Antonio Brown, that he has the unique ability to beat double coverage, and he can fake one guy, then fake the other guy, and still be open. What is unique to his skill set?
It's quickness. He's very quick, great at the top of the route. I think when you double team a guy, it's easy to stay with him throughout the route, but, no matter what, at the top of the route, you can be trailing him, you can be over top, you have a guy inside, outside. He does a good job of turning it into a one-on-one, when he gets to that top of the route. So that's tough. It's tough to stay with him. And I think one thing is you watch him, for a guy that's not that big, he really catches everything. They throw the ball around him. He goes out there and catches it with his hands and brings it in. So I think his ability at the top of the route with his quickness and just his hands to go out there and try to catch every ball thrown around him. You pick any Sunday, you could pick any of these guys. He's definitely one of them, but, it's hard to say who's the best. Julio Jones had 300 yards in one game receiving. So, week in, week out, last week A.J. Green, this week Antonio Brown, it seems like every week we're going against one of these guys that are just not normal.
27th this year in third downs. I know Bill preaches third downs.
It's not that good, huh?
Sustainable success-wise to continue to win football games if you're going to be 27th against on third downs?
That's a tough question. We got 5 wins now, so I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet being 27 you'll win many games on third down. But, I mean, within the game, we got to find ways to win. But, you know, I'd be lying if I said that wasn't one thing that we've talked about over and over again that we need to get better at and we need to focus on it. And like I say, third down is all about matchups. You got to win individual matchups, whether it's in the pass rush, whether it's in coverage. You got to go out there and, you know, somebody has to make a play to go to get off the field. So it's something we've talked about and we got to continue to improve on and get better at. But it's a week by week. You know, we've played well at times, but obviously overall we haven't. And it's something we know we have to work on if we want to try to continue that success. But no matter what, we always got to try to find a way to win within the game.
Okay. Yeah, guys, let's take two more.
Kevin, you mentioned that there's no better place to be than Pittsburgh on Sunday. Do you think that's the toughest place to play on the road in the NFL? And if not, what is?
Oh, it's definitely one of them. I mean, you go down the list. It is tough. We went to Kansas City, got blown out. That's a tough place. Seattle's tough. I mean, we go to Buffalo once a year, and like I said, I think you might find two Patriot fans all in Buffalo when we're at that game. So that's a tough place to play that people don't even really talk about, but every time we go there, it's very tough.
Devin, you noted they run reverses. As we saw last year here, they even try to throw off them. Mm-hmm. Do they run as many gadget plays, or do you have to prepare for a high volume of gadget plays with the Steelers as much as anybody else?
You got to know it's possible, and I think because of how many good skill players they have, they do different things to get them the ball. You know, a lot of times you play against a team where if they run reverses, it'll usually be a reverse guy. You know, but you play against them, it could be Coates, it could be Antonio Brown, it could be Hayward Bay. So, you know, that's what makes it tough, too. You don't know who the gadget guy is going to be because they have so many good skill players, you know, that it could really be anybody. And, you know, that's not even naming Le'Veon Bell in the backfield who splits out that wide receiver and does a ton of those things. So, I just think with the amount of good skill players, it makes it the toughest probably team we've seen gadget play-wise just because you just don't know. Any given play, it could be any one of them.
Is Bell one of the toughest running backs you've had to prepare against just in terms of what he can do running in the
season? Definitely.
What makes him so good?
Everything he does.
Thanks, Jeff.